Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 5th of March of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Lord Templeton W. Anker of Asquith, famous for being the first true unicycle wanker in history, riding his unicycle through the cobbled streets of Regency London to the despair of his father, the Duke, and the titillation of the ladies of the time. The term wanker is derived from his name, W. Anker, after he was disowned from the inheritance by his Duke father after he shocked the Prince Regent by coming round a corner unannounced when the Prince Regent was hitting on a lady of the court and distracting her gaze. Today in history, in 363, Roman Emperor Julian moved from Antioch with an army of 90,000 to attack the Sassanid Empire in a campaign that brought about his own death but made some great television at the time. And in 1558, smoking tobacco was introduced into Europe on this day by Spanish physician Francisco Fernandez, a trend that has led to countless deaths by lung cancer, or as I like to call it, an overdose of being cool, as well as the eventual development of the modern trend of vaping, the technology that allows you to know when air has gone directly from someone else's lungs into your own, because now it has a flavour. Our guest today is a fan favourite, time scientist, medical sex expert and investigative historical journalist, Dr. Matt Kirshen. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back, or forward, depending on your perspective of time.
Coming up today, we'll be checking in with you, Dr. Matt, on all the latest LA news, but first, some headlines. In the news today, the Stockholm Tourist Board is launching a new campaign to lure tourists to the Swedish capitals, combating the negative associations that people have had when talking about Stockholm, which is to say fish and the syndrome. Following the lack of success of their Stockholm So Good You Won't Want to Leave, they've launched the new campaign whose tagline is Stockholm, not just a syndrome anymore. And Hollywood royalty is looking to entrench its power with the building of a new Hollywood army to defend Hollywood against anti-leftist sentiment from the right wing. On the premise that gun nuts respect only physical might, a coalition of actors have pooled more than $1 billion to hire a very diverse cast of ground troops, including aspiring actors, women who've aged out of lead roles, and men who aren't charming. The army is said to be extremely attractive and their main weapon is flamethrowers and dazzling the enemy with their laser white teeth. The army surgeons are anticipated to be very effective with superficial disfiguring wounds and dog shit at any sort of life-threatening injury. Meanwhile, in the wake of Donald Trump's non-impeachment, American cities are being asked to erect effigy Trump towers in celebration because there's nothing that Americans like more than a statue. And that is your headlines for today. Now it's time for your ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This episode is brought to you in part by Wombox, the tri-monthly delivery service that brings the lady in your life all her lady equipment for a very reasonable price. You know, things like ladies like. Order one for yourself and it'll appear at your door full of mysterious lady shit like moisturiser or oranges. I don't know what ladies like, but one box does. Head to the website and sign up now with the code THE for 20% off your first box, because ladies love a bargain, I assume. That's onebox.com and add the code THE, short for The Last Post. Start your mysterious lady journey today. onebox.com/THE. Ever wanted to be inside a snake, but in a way that was nice, convenient, and got you to work? Try trains. They're like snakes, but massive, mechanical, and slightly less full of poison. Trains. The snake of the future. Do you like pottery? Are you sitting at a wheel right now, throwing a glorious earthenware vase as a present for your aunt? Add Slip and Glide to your masterpiece by moistening your fingertips with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, a potter's best friend. Brought to you by Alice Fraser for the Moist Potters Association and the movie Ghost. Half a glass of water. Please consult your pottery master before using it on a finished pot. May cause cracking and steam burns if thrown into an active kiln.
Alice, did you know that the idea of pottery did not exist before the movie Ghost? It was actually invented for the film.
I did not know that. That's a fascinating pottery fact.
For millennia, people would just drink water and eat food from their cupped hands. And that one scene changed everything.
Try a pot, ladies and gentlemen. It's a new invention. And that is your ads for today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Last Post.
Now for our main section, the latest in LA news. Matt Kirshen, you are a doctor of time, but also a resident of Los Angeles. Tell us, please, what is the latest in LA?
I am. Well, we're currently in the strange lull after the Oscars. It's the mid-January to Hollywood's Christmas. And when I say Hollywood, of course, I mean the metaphorical industry Hollywood, as opposed to the area of Los Angeles called Hollywood, which contains no movie stars or anyone ever connected with the television or film industry. You visited Los Angeles before. You'll know that the area called Hollywood is 90% terrifying. And the closest you'll ever get to a celebrity sighting is someone who looks enough like a celebrity to scare a few dollars out of some Belgian tourists who are taking a photo with them.
Yes, it does seem like Hollywood is mainly a Hollywood-themed theme park.
It very much is. You can look at the stars on the ground containing the names of famous people who would never walk anywhere near that. I will say, though, I do have an issue with awards season.
Oh, yes?
And I don't think this has been talked about enough. Obviously, there is a lack of diversity both in the awards and the movies that spurn the awards. But I think a far more serious case is the number of nominations and indeed wins over recent years that have gone to actors just pretending to be someone who already exists.
Yes, that is a trend. The biopic or biopic, I've heard it pronounced both ways and I'm not sure what's right.
Exactly.
But yes, people...
Absolutely. This year you had nominees playing Harriet Tubman, Megyn Kelly, Judy Garland, Jimmy Hoffa. There's been roughly half of the last Best Actor Oscars have gone to people playing Freddie Mercury, Winston Churchill, Stephen Hawking, King George, Harvey Milk. And like, look, I'm not saying it's not skilled. Mm-hmm. It's just a different skill. Like, creating a character from words on the page compared to just watching a video of Winston Churchill and going, I guess I'll just do that then.
So do you think there should be two different categories?
I very much think they should. They do it for the screenplay writers already. I think you should have Best Original Actor and Best Adapted Man.
I mean, that would make for more interesting outcomes, for sure.
It definitely would. In other Hollywood news, of course, there is a big problem with housing in the city of Los Angeles in general, not just the Hollywood area. There's a big problem with homelessness. But the important thing is, most people in the television and movie industry espouse generally liberal values, so the two things cancel each other out.
They do. If you say enough nice things, it's the equivalent of giving a protein bar to a homeless man outside Whole Foods, right?
It's exactly that.
I'm interested to find out the exchange rate of how many tweets adds up to an actual good deed.
I would say for every person who lacks any kind of state support, as long as there's at least one celebrity saying "f*** Trump" at an award show, we're fine.
Yeah, f*** Trump is a solution to everyone's problems.
It sure is.
As long as their problem is that Trump remains unf***.
Although there is a risk that that would be interpreted in a sexual sense, and people who are too easily influenced by celebrities at award shows will throw themselves sexually at the current president of the United States.
Yes, certainly that was a massive incident post the release of NWA single F*** the Police.
Very much, until they released the follow-up single No, No, Not Like That.
That's not what we meant.
I'm very sorry to anyone who misinterpreted our earlier song.
NWA, famous for their retraction songs as much as for the originals.
They are nothing if not rigorous.
And that is your main section for today. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Matt. I'm unable to listen to your podcast because I do not know what a podcast is. After reading a review of your podcast in a newspaper, I feel sure I wouldn't like it, but please make it more accessible on a terrestrial network so I can criticize it in my own good time. Yours sincerely, G-O-M. I think that stands for grumpy old man. Matt, what do you reckon?
Well, I think once you realise that a podcast is essentially like a radio show, which is essentially like a book, which is essentially like a cave drawing, which is essentially like grunting at someone across the plane, then it all makes sense. So just think of it as a new way of grunting.
I think of almost everything as a new way of grunting, Matt.
It sure is. Well, most things are. That can be misinterpreted, as we all know from the NWA song, No, We Didn't Mean That Kind of Grunting.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. And if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. They'll provide context for these ones. Your guest today was Dr. Matt Kirshen. Matt, have you got anything to plug?
I sure do, Alice. You can find me at Matt Kirshen on the various social media. My podcast is called Probably Science. You might want to start with the two episodes in which Alice Fraser features. And also, could I plug music? It's something I found out about recently, and it's all good, but I would recommend starting at the beginning so you get all the references.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good, wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out when he discovers
amazing
that the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
Okay.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all good podcast apps.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.